Be'ez Hashem is Boch, we begin Hilchas Tzitzis, the laws of Tzitzis, which is the fourth out of the six halachas in the Sefer Av in the Book of Love, which mitzvah is achas, is one positive commandment, v'hi that is lasa tzitzis akaf ektus, to make the tzitzis on the corners of the garment, or bear mitzvah, a combination of this mitzvah. Prokamela are in these three chapters, which the first two discuss the making of the tzitzis and the tchelis, and the third perek discusses regarding the obligations of tzitzis. Perek Rishon, with that we begin the first perek regarding the making of the tzitzis. As Rama gets halachav regarding these two components of the tchelis, and of the love in the blue and the white wool. Anof sha'isna knafa beged, the tassel, which is like the branches that you make on the corners of the garment, mimin ha-beged, should be from the same type as the garment itself, which if the garment's out of wool, the tzitzit should also be out of wool. If it's made out of linen, then the tzitzit should also be out of linen. Hu ha-nikra tzitzis is what's called tzitzis. Why is it called tzitzis? Meishu doimu l'tzitzis shoresh, it's similar to the what we call the payas, the hair that comes out of the corner of the head. Shemek says in the pasuk Yechezkel, "Bekecheni b'tzitzis shoresh," he took me by the corners of the hair of my head. V'zeh anuf, and this branch who anikra lovin, this tassel is called white. Why is it called white? Meishein on the mitzvah l'tzitzis, because we have no command to dye the color of those strings that come out. Biblically, there's no number of amount of strings that are necessary for the strands that come out from the corner of the garment. Halacha base. Now, you take a woolen thread that is dyed the color of the sky, and you wrap that around this tassel. And this thread is called tchelis. Biblically, there's no measurement for the amount of times you have to coil around this thread, the blue thread around the white thread. Halacha gimel. So nimtzuv b'mitzvah shnei tzivim, comes out that in this mitzvah there's two commands. Sheyasa lakonaf anaf yitzim emenu, that you should make on the corner of the garment this tassel that comes out from it. And b'sheyichrach ala anaf chut tchelis, and you should wrap around this tassel a blue thread. Shalom, like says in the pasuk again, b'midbar v'aslam tzitzis, they should make for themselves tzitzis. V'nosnu al tzitzis akonaf, they should put on the tzitzis that is on the corner psil tchelis, a blue strand. Halacha dalet. Now hatchelis ein ma'akav es alavan, the blue wool does not withhold the validity of the white one. But love in the and the white one does not withhold the validity of the blue one. Kate said, how so? So it actually depends regarding the blue one. Harisha in the if it doesn't have trailers, Oysa love and the only do the white strings. Vachain, im also love and the trailers, if you made the white and the blue, because the blue is only around the white. If you made the white and the blue, the nifsika lovin, and then the white tore, then the smite, adakondav, and it got totally diminished, the white thread all the way up until the corner, and vinishar trailers, the only thing you have remaining now is the blue thread. Kasha, that's also going to be valid. Halachay. Now, Afa Bish Ein Echemem Ma'akav Es Chaber. Now, although one would not withhold the validity of the other one, as we said, but Ein Shtei Mitzvahs, that doesn't make him two independent mitzvahs. El Mitzvahs Sosei Achas, it's one positive commandment. But later, Shtal Shish, but love and Oitchel. If someone wears a cloak, a four-corner garment that has white strings or blue strings, Oishneim Kechor, or both together at the same time, Arikim, Mitzvahs Sosei Achas, he has fulfilled one positive commandment. Well, I'm a Chacham Rishon, because the earlier sage says in the pasuk, "V'haya lechem letzitzis," it should be for you as tzitzis. V'haya, it says in the singular, not v'hayu in the plural. Malam, it's Shnei Mitzachas, teaches that both of them are really this one mitzvah. Now, v'arbet tzitzis, now the four tzitzis, meaning on the four corners of the garment, ma'ak v'zuazu, they will withhold the validity of the other one. Shabbat mitzachas, because all four corners is one mitzvah, you can't have on two of the corners or three of the corners. All four are critical. Lachavav regarding the making of the tzitzis. Ketzet oisin that tzitzis. How do you make tzitzis? So maschem azav v'shaltalis. You start from the corner of the garment. She seifa arig, which is the end of the weaving. Umarchig memena. Now you have to distance from the edge of the garment. Lo yisal shalosh etzbois lamala. Not more than three finger breadths above. But v'lepachis mekesha gudol. It can't be less than the amount that is from the lowest joint of the thumb till the edge of the thumb. Until the edge of the fingertip, the fingernail on the bottom. So you go from that last joint until the end of the finger. So it can't be less than that, but neither more than three finger breadths. And you put inside the hole that you made, that's within that space that we described, four strands, and you fold them over in the middle. Nimtza comes out there, Shmoyne Chutim Mishaloshim, you have eight strings since you put the four, and now it's hanging from either side of the hole in the garment. You have eight strings that are hanging downwards, Teluyim and Akarim, that are hanging from the corner. Now the length of these eight strings, Ein Pachas Ma'arba Etzbois, should not be less than four finger breadths. Then Hoyo Yisalkin, if it was more than that, even the Amor or two, Kshayin, that's going to be valid. Now, b'chalitz bayis, all this that we described regarding finger breadths, like we said, it can't be more than 3 finger breadths from the corner of the garment, are b'gudla, all measured with the thumb. V'yeh echad mishmein achutim chut tcheles. Now, one of the 8 strings should be a blue strand. V'shiva levan, and the other 7 should be white, which actually means to say, since it's 4 folded over into 2, it means actually one of the strings, actually half of it is dyed and the other half is not, thus making one out of the 8 as blue, according to the Rambam. Now you take one of the white strings, and you wrap around one coil, one wrapping around the rest of the strings, on the side right next to the garment, I mean the first coil, and then you leave it. Then you take the blue string, and you wrap it around 2 times, right on the side of that first loop, that first coil that you made of the white string, and then you tie it. The elu ashalish kriches hinakrayin. Now these 3 coils together, they're called chulia, a segment. Umarchimat. Then you distance a little bit. Va'isa chulia shni. You make a second segment, but chutzal tchilas lavade only with the blue string. Umarchimat. And then you distance a little bit. Va'isa chulia shlishi. Make a third segment. Vechinat chulia achrayin all the way up until the last segment. Shukarich b'shtik kriches shal tchilas. That you wrap it around 2 times with the blue string. Ukricha achrayin shalavim. But the last wrap around should be with the white string. Because you started with the white string, the first one. So Messiah, but you end with it because you only elevate something in sanctity and you don't downgrade it. So since you started off with the white one, that gives it a significance. And the reason why is because the pasuk mentions the white strings first. If you're not going to end with it, it's going to be downgrading it from its status from the beginning. Now, why do you start with the white string? So that it should be near the corner of the garment, it should be mina, the same type. And since most talitzas are white, so we want that the white string should be the one closest to it, and then therefore it should end, because Ma'al Makaydish Ve'marid. But there is a way, so Rabbi Kahn HaKonavas, and this is the way you do it by all 4 of the corners of the garment. Halachachas. Now, Kamachul Yisro Oysa B'chol Kanav, how many segments should be made on every corner? So, Lo Yipachis Meshavah, not less than 7, but Lo Yisro Meshlash Esay, not more than 13. V'zuh Mitzvah Ben Mufcha, and that's the choicest way of doing the mitzvah. But Vim Lekarach Alea El Chol Yachas, but if you only went and wrapped it around it only one segment, Ksher, that would be valid. Vim Karach Atchel Tzadrei Batzitz, now if you wrapped around the blue string over the majority of the tzitzis, k'sher, it's going to be valid. But v'noy hatcheles, but the beauty of the blue string is shiyu kol achulyos, that all the segments should be b'shlish hachutnam shaloshin, the upper third part of the strings hanging down, u'shnei shlishayin, and the remaining 2/3 should be anav, should be tassels coming out. But tzorch lefarda, and you have to separate the strings, actually k'tzitzis harish, that should be like the strands coming out from the hair of the head, that they should all be independent. If someone makes tzitzis with only white strings, without the blue strand, then you take one of the 8 strings, and you wrap it around, you coil it around all the rest of the strings, up until a third, and you leave the remaining 2/3 as tassel. Now this coiling, if you want to coil it around with different segments, the way, as we mentioned, as you coil it around by the blue string, the person has that option, and that's our custom. But if he wants to wrap it around without any number of segments, so you could do that, because the particularity was only with the wrapping of the segments, was only by the tcheles. The rule is, she is kavanli sakarach shalish, that the person should focus to intend that the coil should be a third of the tzitzit strings, but on the shnei shlishim, and the tassel should be the other 2/3. Now, there are those who are not particular regarding this when it comes, if you're doing it with the white strings. Now, if you wrap the white string around the majority of the strings, or you only wrap it around one segment, that will be valid. Whether we're talking about the white strings or the blue strings, if you want to make them entwined, which means to spin a few into one, you could do that. Now, even if the string was kafel mishmain chutin, doubled over from 8 independent strings, but it was entwined until you make it into one strand, it's only considered as one strand. Halach yudalef, regarding the invalid things to make for tzitzis. So chuti tzitzis, the tzitzis strands, bein lavim and tcheles, whether it's white or blue, tzrichin tviya l'shem tzitzis. It has to be that the spinning, when you spin to make it into thread, should be for the purposes of making it for tzitzis. And ve'en, you cannot make the tzitzit strings loymin that sema haneches b'koytzim, can't be from the wool that gets stuck on the thorns, k'shatzayim reptzim b'neim, when the sheep are laying amongst the thorns and it gets stuck in there, you can't take those strings. Not from the hairs that get detached from the animal. Not from the leftovers of the woof of a garment, which are these strings hanging out, that the weaver leaves over at the edge of the garment. And the reason why these are invalid, because it says tzitzis hakonef, which means has to be like the garment itself, should be the tzitzis. And these three types are not really valid for making garments, because they're the invalid parts, and no one would make a garment from these types of things. Neither can you make tzitzis from them. Rather from the shearings, when you cut off the wool, or from linen. You cannot make it from stolen wool, because it says lahem, they should make for them which is from their own, not stolen. On the dachas, which is either invalid, either because it's supposed to be burnt when you have a city that they all did avodah zarah, and when it's like burnt, it's like it doesn't have a measurement, and tzitzis has a shear, or lahem has to be from their own, and this is not their own anymore because it has to be burnt. And kachim, same thing is from kachim is also not yours, and because it belongs to Hashem. V'masa, and if you made tzitzis from any one of these places, pasul would be invalid. If someone bowed down to an animal, making it into an avodah zarah, into an idol, tzamra pasul tzitzis, its wool is forbidden for tzitzis. But if someone bowed down to flax that was planted, his kashrus is going to be valid, sharing the shtanah, because by the time you're going to turn it into linen, it's going to be already changed, it's already transformed, and if it's not the same thing, to be forbidden. Tzitzis that was made by a Gentile, psul, it's invalid. Shemak, it says in the pasuk, in Bamidbar, Dabel b'nei Yisrael, speak to the Jewish people, v'aslam tzitzis, they should make for them tzitzis, which is only a Jew. But if a Jew made it without intent, k'sher, it's going to be valid, because what has to be made l'shma is the spinning. But the actual making of the tzitzis, that does not have to be done l'shma. And the tzitzis ha'nasim in the asim ekoidim, however, tzitzis are made from what was already pre-made, psula, that's invalid. As Ramak says, halacha, give my kids, what does that mean? So heavy kanaf, let's say he brings a corner of a garment from a different garment. Shesh b'tzitzis already has tzitzis hanging on of it. Sometimes the whole corner of the garment gets torn off. With tvar ala beged, now you go and you stitch that corner with the tzitzis hanging on it onto another garment. Afil yesh b'itzak kanaf ama lama, even if it has on that corner an ama squared, which is above the corner, which is only three finger breadths, and therefore the tzitzis are not bottle, as we'll see in the end of over here, halachi tches. So it doesn't have that problem. It would still be considered, generally, when it's the garment itself, you'd be able to sew it back on. Here, when it's coming from another garment, psul, it's going to be invalid. Because Shemit says in the pasuk, but also tzitzis, they should make for them tzitzis, meaning they should make it, limit also not from something that will be indirectly making something that already was made. This is like it was made by itself, because you're not putting the tzitzis onto this garment. It was on the garment, and now by putting it onto this other garment, it's already pre-made. You're not putting it on to the garment, and therefore that would be possible. Now, but you are allowed to untie the tzitzit string from one garment and to hang it onto another garment, because that's not degrading for the mitzvah, because you're using it for another garment. Whether the white strings or the blue strings. Let's say someone went and he suspended the strings between the holes on two corners. Now he went and he tied the knots of each corner according to its halacha, but they were still connected. Then they cut in the middle. Now the two corners were separated. Pasul, that's invalid. Why? Same reason. Because when you tied it on, they were invalid. Because the two corners were connected one with the other with the strings that were between them. And it has to be each one independently. Now when you detach them, it's making indirectly now the two tzitzias, which, because you didn't put it on in the right way, it's only coming now retroactively in that way. And then so also comes that you're making it from something that was already made, that would be invalid. Lochetazvav, hitl tzitzis ala tzitzis. Now, let's say someone had the appropriate amount of strings on his corner. Then he puts on another four strings onto those previous four strings. So it depends. In this gavon lebatel tzitzis string, if his intent was to nullify the first strings, let's say he didn't like them, they weren't good enough, he wanted to make nicer ones. So he just put on the new ones before he took off the old ones, but his intent was to nullify the first ones. Then matarishan, and then yeah, you could untie the first ones. Cut them off. It's going to be kosher because with the second ones were done appropriately. It's not menasai. You put on tzitzis strings onto the four corner garment. But if in the skamal haisa, but if intent was to add on to make more strings, which is not allowed to, that's batayshin. I'll add on. So ava bishachat dechachat meshen. Then even if it cuts off one of the two of them, it really was invalid when you added it on. It wasn't kosher then because it was a baltasiv. and for sure the new ones and even the old ones, Hari Zupsula, it's invalid. Because Shari Kishayzi, when you add it on, Pasal Zakal, the whole tzitzis now is the whole garment is invalid. So Kshehito Echatachatesab is when you go and untie or cut off even the additional ones, and like you're remaining with the original ones, doesn't make a difference. And Nimsa Shah Nasim Alas, it comes out that the remaining, even what was originally there, which became Pasal, now it's like made from what was made by undoing something else. Shasiyasi Rishayin, the Pasul Haisa, because its original making was invalid, and therefore the whole thing's invalid. Let's say someone has a three-cornered garment and he puts tzitzis on. Then he makes it into a four-cornered garment. He cuts out a fourth corner. And then he puts on the tzitzis strings in the fourth corner. It's all going to be invalid because the first three corners were done not according to the mitzvah, because a talis that's three corners is not chayv mitzitzis. Shlomach says in the pasuk again, tasa, you should make it, says in Devarim Chabez, b'lomin asay, not which is already made. You can't fold a garment over into two and now make it its own four-corner garment, because it doubled over. And to put on tzitzis onto its four corners, when it's folded over, because the problem is, it might get unfolded. Comes out, the two of the tzitzis that are where the fold is are going to be now in the middle. Only if you stitch the whole thing, where it's not going to become undone, so it's always going to be on four corners. Even if you stitch it on one side, as long as it's going to remain, that's then you could do it like that. If the corner that had the tzitzis, the corner of the garment got torn off. So it depends. Chutz l'sholosh etzbayis, if it was beyond three finger breadths from the edge of the garment. So that's like the garment itself. So toif, and that's what we mentioned before regarding amal lama. So toif v'mekam, and then you could just stitch it right back on its place. But toif sholosh, but within three finger breadths, lo yitfa, you cannot stitch it back on. The reason is because less than three finger breadths, it does not have the halachic shear of a kanaf, and the halach of the tzitzis becomes nullified. When you're going to stitch it back on, it's going to be tasa v'lemina asay, where it's going to be pasul. But if it's more than three finger breadths, then it's still part of the garment, and therefore you could stitch it back on. Nismata zavash al beged, if the corner of the garment became diminished, which is shebein chutei tzitzis, between where the tzitzis strings are in the hole, or bein sefer argan, the edge of the weaving of the garment, meaning the hole that you put it in, which is supposed to be above a certain point, it got lowered down. So even if it's not remaining from the weaving of the garment, only a minute amount, kasha, it's going to be kasha, even though you're not remaining with what you said has to be at least a minimum of where it is from the last joint of the thumb till the end of its finger, because the only particular about that regarding when you're making it, where it says v'oslim tzitzel al kamfei, it has to be al kamfei only when you're osu, when you're making it, but later on, it's okay. So let's say the tzitzis strings got diminished. But only the whole tzitzis got cut off. And all you have remaining from the tzitzis strings is enough to make a loop. Kasher, it's going to be kasher. But if the string got detached from the place where it's connected to the garment, then even one of the strings would be psula, would invalidate the tzitzis.